day the court approved that he would have an award of just under £6 million, which is divided into a lump sum and annual payments to give him the care that he needs for the rest of his life.
I mean, obviously, £6 million to us, we go, oh, you know, that's amazing, £6 million. But this is not the issue for Nathan's family, is it, at the end of the day? The money almost comes second.
That's right. I was speaking with his mother today, who is just very relieved that Nathan, who hopefully will live a good long life into his 70s at least, will have someone to care for him when his mum's no longer there. Also, it's a strain on siblings. Nathan has a younger brother, and of course, when his mum's no longer there, then the burden of looking after Nathan would fall onto him. And now he can just hopefully be his brother and do the things that brothers do together.
What happened to Nathan as to why we've got to today's settlement?
Nathan's mother, there was a delay in delivering Nathan. And as a result of that delay, Nathan suffered a lack of oxygen to his brain, or an almost total lack of oxygen, so that when he was born in very poor condition and started fitting and was very ill in the special care baby unit for some time. And later on, he developed cerebral palsy. He has a dyskinetic form of cerebral palsy, which means that he has jerky movements. He's actually made a huge amount of progress thanks to Nathan's determination and the support of his mother, in that when he was born, it was thought he would never walk, but now he can walk independently, albeit somewhat shakily, although he has to use a wheelchair for longer distances. Also, it was thought that he would probably never speak, and again, he can speak. And now he's actually gone to college. He's at college at the moment, and he's doing extremely well. He's just done his first assignment at college and been congratulated on doing it so well. So he's made huge progress, despite, for example, he can't write properly. He can only type with one finger. So he's a very determined and very likeable young man.
Obviously, Portsmouth finally sort of admitted that they were liable. I mean, that must have, you know, been a pain for the family to even go through the legal process of going, no, you know, we've done nothing wrong. I mean, that's sort of been time-consuming, money-consuming that the family could have done without.
Well, yes, it was quite difficult because there was a delay in delivery. But Portsmouth Hospital's NHS Trust, who are the defendant, argued that the delay was because of Nathan's mother rather than because the labour was poorly managed. So that was very difficult for everyone concerned. And rather than go to trial to decide whose fault it really was, it was conceded that Nathan would have just 90% of the full value of the claim, which is the amount that he's had, rather than put his mother through the trauma of having to go through trial and relive all the labour and the difficulties that were entailed. She's had a very, very difficult time, and she's enormously relieved now it's all been settled.